Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Welcome back to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, the VIP. I am Rick Fox, the host, and I have on the show today a good friend of mine, longtime associate in the industry, and a guy that has got so much experience talking to insurance folk, and especially independent agent folk, that this will be a very good, get your pens out, get your stylus out, whatever you write with, get ready to type, because you're going to learn some stuff from my man, Dale Steinke, who is the director of independent agent marketing programs for Safeco Insurance and Liberty Mutual Insurance business lines. Dale, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks a lot, Rick. And yeah, no pressure there with that lead in. So.
Well, you're on here with me, so you don't really have to sound too smart to sound smarter than me. So that all works out. So Dale, I think the best way to start, the way I like to do this, is give us a quick Dale Steinke story. Like, how did you end up here? What drove you to this? What have you done along the way? Kind of that filler of, like, I'm assuming a lot of people know you. You're very active on LinkedIn. I've seen you at all the shows I go to. So there's probably a lot of knowledge of either you personally or at least the name. So, but let's hear the story. I want to know how you got here.
How did I get here? Well, that's, you know, it's funny is that before I came to Safeco back in 2010, I was actually running the digital operations for a couple of TV stations in Seattle.
Wow.
And before that, I was a newspaper reporter. So it's a weird kind of journey to get here, but a friend worked here, saw the skills they were looking for a program called Bricks and Clicks, which was all focused on digital marketing for independent agencies. And she said, wow, a lot of these skills look really, that they're asking for are skills that you have, you should apply. And, lo and behold, they hired me actually really quickly. It was a pretty big whirlwind. And people always ask, you know, are you going to go ever think of going back to news? And I'm like, no way, never. Love this business. I love that we're actually helping people when they need us most. And we try and help make them whole again. And so being able to support that is really super gratifying.
Well, and I can give a little feedback from my side. My when I started my agency way back in the 90s, my very first appointment was with Safeco Insurance. I went through your PDP, Producer Development Program, way long ago. So I have a warm spot in my heart for Safeco Insurance. Like I said, Dale and I have known each other for a long time. I didn't know that part of your story about being a newspaper reporter, but you know what's interesting about it? When you say it, it makes me think, okay, what is it that defines a good reporter? And it's, to me, it's being able to do the right research and having curiosity. And I think, Dale, that's what's made your programs, the things you've been involved with your company on the insurance side, so successful. Is whenever I talk to you or anybody in your organization, it's chock full of research that was done. And like you said, being at the right place at the right time to help people, that bleeds through the way your entire team works. And I'm very happy to get to have this conversation with you. We have conversations anyway, but to record it and let everyone else hear it to me is very exciting. So, how long have you been with Safeco / Liberty Mutual, and kind of walk me just quickly through that journey? Sure. and what's changed there.
Yeah. So I've been here about 9.5 years, started on the Safeco side. And actually when I first got here, we had a partnership with Liberty Mutual on the business line side as well. Company split up a few years later, and a few years back, we started working with business lines again. And then this last fall, the company brought together all of the independent agent channel, mm-hmm, into one group. And you know, I like to say that our group like led the way, that, you know, to show them that it was a good idea to do that.
I love it. And I think that, like, Safeco, like, from my experience, great company to work with. Liberty Mutual, same kind of reputation. So anybody out there that's not affiliated at this point with the Safeco or Liberty Mutual, and I'm sure there's not too many of you anymore, great. You know, I'm giving the 5-star rating to them as a carrier and a partner. So Dale, like I said, when I started, you spend so much time talking to agents, working with agents, helping agents, that I'd love to just get your perspective on the evolution of the independent agency, like kind of how that's evolving, what the evolution has looked like, and sort of where we see it going.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. You know, there's been a ton of change in the last, you know, 9+ years. And having come from newspapers and, you know, being in an industry that changed quite a lot, quite a bit, not of its own making, you know, outside forces made that happen. Same thing in TV, a lot of outside forces creating a lot of change.
Right.
And those are very technology-based changes. And same thing in insurance. When I first got here, you know, we would go out and do workshops and be talking with agents about the importance of a great website, and, you know, starting to talk about a little bit of search engine optimization, and they were kind of like, "Oh, okay, I kind of get that." And then the minute you start talking about social media, they all crossed their arms and sat back. Like, "Oh, no way! I don't want to hear about this." And then a weird thing happened about a year or two later. People started leaning forward and asking, "Well, I know social media exists and why it's important. Now tell me how to do it." And I think I've seen that continual progression as you look at more and more agencies are really embracing that change and trying to get better. I look at places like the Independent Agency Owners Alliance, IOA, and Agents Council for Technology with the Big I. You know, these groups are growing in importance, and you're seeing that there's more agents coming to that with great, fantastic ideas. And that's a big thing with our team, is we're always looking to see, okay, who's doing something different and is finding success with it? And then how do we evangelize that out to more people so that more of our independent agency partners grow as well?
And I think that's the key for you right there, is what you just said, is you're saying, okay, we want to help. Let's get a bunch of good information, and then let's get that out to the masses, or in this case, the your partners. And it's, for me, that is the key. And I want to ask you a question. I've brought this up on podcast before, and it was very noticeable to me, palpable almost, at the 2019 Accelerate Show, which is the NetView show. I saw you there. It was the first time where I felt this shift, and I just want to get your opinion on it. I've asked other people, like we had Ron Berg on and a couple other people. I've asked this question, which was, it's always felt to me like, you know, having gone to hundreds and hundreds of shows, mm-hmm. that it's always sort of been this mentality of, well, we know technology is important, so we're kicking and scratching and clawing, but we're here. And I feel like this Accelerate show, this NetView show, and a few others that I've attended very recently, that entire sort of feeling has changed to what you said, which is, hey, we know technology is important. Let's partner. Let's talk. Let's figure it out. Let's use it. Let's leverage it. I felt like there's a big shift in that, where our industry is finally saying, we get it. We got to do this. Let's go. Do you agree with that?
Oh, totally. It's like I said, it's not the arms crossed and leaning back. It's leaning forward now and asking those questions. And you know, one thing I really love about independent agents is they're willing to share and help each other grow.
It's so true. This whole industry.
Yeah, and it's you know, that's really gratifying to me, is that, you know, our competitors are not our fellow independents. It's the directs and the captives.
Yep.
So from my perspective, so to see that kind of energy and focus on how do we improve, how do we, you know, what's the next thing we can do to grow, to better serve our customers, to, you know, be successful, is fantastic.
So I want to kind of give you, I'm going to kind of lob something up that we'll circle back around to later, but you used a phrase that we'll, like I said, we'll talk even more about in detail, but agent for the future is a kind of a tagline that is a Safeco / Liberty Mutual thing. But I want to dig into, like, again, this podcast for me is always about, it's great to have ideas and it's great to talk at a 30,000 foot view, but I really want to dig in to things that are tangible that people can take from this, go back to their daily lives and improve, whether that's their job, their agency, their relationships with their customers, their relationships with their carriers, whatever that is. So when I say agent, like agent for the future, I want to say a couple kind of like words or phrases and have you comment on them, because you have such a great perspective, again, with all of the conversations you're having and the work that you're doing in what you do, which is the marketing programs that are helping independent agents. So let's start with which one I think is, it's a topic, and I want you to sort of comment on it and give me some feedback. Millennials.
Love millennials.
The dreaded millennial.
Love millennials. You know, they're actually the largest generation this year, past baby boomers. And if you, from an insurance perspective, they're going to be a huge chunk of the market for the next couple of decades. They're getting into their prime buying years. They're looking at buying homes, cars, starting business. They're incredibly entrepreneurial. They're the second most entrepreneurial generation out there. 66% say they want to start their own business.
Wow, that's 2 out of 3. That's incredible.
The only generation that, you know, not that they're all going to, but they have that drive. And the only generation that's more entrepreneurial is the Gen Z, the kids. Mm-hmm. And I have a 13-year-old, and I'll tell you, he's got all these side hustles going. he's got a 3D printer, and he prints stuff out and sells it to kids at school. And
I know what you mean, man. I got a 15-year-old. He's a shoe reseller, like sneakers. You're right. It's this new gen of, I want to be my own boss.
Yeah. And he actually convinced me to let him mine Bitcoin too. So he's doing that now as well.
So, great.
There's a computer chugging away at home right now, running up our electric bills. But okay. If you think about them though, another thing that defines them is that they're digital natives.
Right.
So they've never known a world without smartphones and the internet and always on connectivity. Seeing the Wi-Fi go down and it's like, the world has just ended for them.
Right.
So, they are used to going there first. Now, from an insurance perspective, they're going to start their research online. But the interesting thing from that agent for the future perspective, we have an initiative where we've been doing a lot of research on what it takes to be an agent for the future. And some research on millennials shows that, they still want that advice. Mm-hmm. They still want somebody who understands insurance to help them, but they're going to start their journey online first.
Okay.
And they're going to research you. So, you have to think about how do you meet and attract that millennial so that they put you in their consideration set.
So if I'm an agent that's been around a while and I am moderately tech savvy, the recommendation in this case would be either figure your stuff out or get someone in your agency that can, because if in fact they're starting their journey online, that means your website, your presence, your online brand better be spot on, and it better be personalized, and it better speak to who you really are, or you're not going to get them anyway. Is that fair to say? Oh,
totally true. Yeah. That's your first and maybe your only shot to make that first impression. And, we look at a lot of research on websites and online reviews, Google, the search engine results. It takes about 5 seconds for somebody to decide to stay or leave a website. And, and I always ask agencies, I want you to think about your website and just picture it, look at it as if you were somebody who'd never visited there before and you were seeing it for the first time. What do you think of it? If you were to picture it as a storefront, as your virtual storefront. So that's your business. If I'm standing outside your business, does it look like have a fresh coat of paint on it, and there's a great, great sign out front, and it looks welcome and inviting, and there's fresh plants, on either side of the door, or are the windows cracked, the door's hanging off the hinge, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into that place.
Right.
If it looks like that. And the same thing too for your consumers. Yeah, you may not like internet leads. I hear that all the time. But, people coming on the internet, that's what people do. And it's not just a millennial thing. It's the connected consumer.
Correct.
So think about yourself and whether you research things before you go on vacation or you buy something, you're probably doing it online. You're not walking into a store and doing it. So be there in the way that's going to attract people and get them to want to really truly consider you as a viable option.
And that, and I think that speaks, I mean, obviously speaks to the like you said, the native millennials that don't know anything different. But in today's world, it speaks to everyone. I mean, there's no one, you, me, my mom, and it has become table stakes to be in that place when you are in fact ready to start the journey. And when you say start the journey, it's interesting because it's not like we're getting them when they're 16, right? It's not like, okay, I have a car, now I need insurance. But that journey is something's changed. I've grown up. I'm coming off my, like, again, if we're speaking sort of specifically to millennials, I'm coming off my family's policy to buy my own. I think I'm paying too much. I saw so many Geico commercials during the Super Bowl that now I think I can save money. Whatever that reason is that they're starting that journey, you better be ready to at least check that box for them. Because talk to me a little bit more about that. Younger generation wants to start their journey that way, but then they still need the trusted advisor, which is what the independent agents hangs their hat on. So you get past the first phase and you get into that, what you really want. I'm right there, right? I mean, that's kind of the way this thing should go in a perfect world.
Yeah. If you think about the way that journey starts, for a lot of people, it's asking a question. Do right. I need insurance for my electric bike? Do I, you know, should I get renter's insurance? Do I need insurance when I rent a car? All those kinds of questions that people may ask. And, you know, are you in a position that you can answer that question virtually? So we see a lot of agencies that are really successful with having that kind of stuff out there. And ends up very high in the search results. And you may get more traffic from that. But also too, you know, you're going to get people who ask their friends, and their friends are going to say, oh yeah, the Rick Fox agency is great. And, you know, they'll say, great. Oh, can you give me his number? And I'm like, I don't have his number. Just, oh, don't worry about it. I'll Google him.
Yep.
Now, when I go and I find the Rick Fox agency, what am I going to see there? Am I going to see that you look like you know what you're talking about? Do I see that it looks like you're part of your community and that you're local and that you are involved in your community? Because millennials and frankly, you know, most people like businesses that give back to their community. Are you in some way displaying that to me, either through your website or your social media, or your, you know, if I have a relationship with you and your newsletters and your e-newsletters? And
it's a social consciousness, right? I mean, yeah.
That social responsibility is a key thing. And, you know, people like businesses, they give back.
So, okay. I think we nailed that. I think we've got like, okay, if you're out there listening, and at this point you can go to your website, and if you're not instantly at least not unimpressed, I mean, that's the baseline, right? Right, Dale? I mean,
didn't scare me away outright. Okay.
Right. Exactly. we really want that to be wow. But, you know, like you said, the fresh coat of paint, the welcoming vibe, if I was looking at your store, but start there as an agency and decide if, click on your website and be honest with yourself and see if that is in fact representing you the way you want to be represented. Okay. Then let's talk about this idea about digital first. Like, to me, that is kind of the way everything's headed in every part of our lives, but let's talk about it in regards to the insurance journey.
Yeah, certainly the digital first piece, you know, again, you know, making sure that you're part of the consideration set when somebody's searching for you, having capabilities there that people can use once they become a customer of yours. You know, I think of, you know, like self-service portals, like the one that Vertifor has, you know, that kind of thing is important from a consumer standpoint, especially millennials as well. You know, they want to know that they can service the things that they're, ask the questions they have, get the answers they need,
right,
that ID card, whatever it is, on their terms, on their time, the way they want to do it, the place they want to do it. So can I do it on my phone? Can I go and go on your website and say that I've just, you know, made some sort of change and alert you to it without having to pick up the phone and call you? I don't want to talk to you necessarily.
Right.
Or maybe I can't talk to you because it's 2 a.m. So, you know, how do you as an agency make sure that you are meeting those consumer needs? Because the way they judge you is not based on the way other insurance agencies handle business. It's the way Amazon handles business.
Mm-hmm.
And and other companies that, you know, are, you know, and Netflix, like it's always on. I can just go click it and get it and see it and watch it. So how do you get closer to that experience for your customers?
And again, it's funny because some of the things that come up in these conversations are very similar to other podcasts, other conversations. And what that tells me is how important this stuff is. It's that, and you said something I want you to go back to where, like, I don't want you to call me, or it might be 2 a.m. So that digital experience is important. Not, I mean, it could be 2 a.m. It could be, is your agency in any way communicating during the year, during their journey to build not only a trust level, a relationship, but an advocate at the consumer level. That becomes sort of the next phase. If your agency is really like, the phone rings, you pick it up, you give good service, you call people back if you're not there, that's great. I mean, that's obviously better than if you didn't do that. But yeah, but it's much more than that now, right?
Oh, totally. It's like, I love the good service thing, right? You know, We'll sit in a room, we'll talk to agencies. What's your purpose? Why are you here? You know, what are you trying to provide? What do you provide to your customers that makes you different than anybody else? And, you know, half the people everybody will raise their hand and say, we provide great service. I want to find an agency that says we provide horrible service. It doesn't exist. You know, that's baseline. That doesn't make you different. Everybody does that.
Well, and I think there is okay. Define great service, right? Because 20 years ago, great service was, if you call, I pick up the phone and I answer your question, or I help you with your claim, or I do a new certificate for whatever that might be. But today the expectation is more than that. You're chock full of research information. One piece I have is 60% of consumers believe that after they wrote the first check or paid the first money to an agency, that agency disappeared, because it becomes a reactive business. You're so busy that if you're not out in front of that, you are going to start to feel that pain. Is that fair to say?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And that's where, you know, the relationship may start digital, and it may be, you know, it's that, you know, you've done that transaction, you know, they've paid for the policy, and then you disappear until the renewal. And really it's the carrier sending out that renewal notice.
Mm-hmm. That says give me more money.
Exactly. Yeah. And your rate's gone up, by the way, too.
Yeah.
It's really interesting is when we see agencies that communicate with their customers on a regular basis, and I'm talking about, you might use marketing automation, you're doing email newsletters and mailed newsletters, and you're sending them a welcome kit, and you're doing social media, and you're talking about not, hey, I sell insurance, buy from me, you know, because it's social media, not selling media.
Right.
But you're out there saying, here's what our agency is doing in the community, and here's why this cause is important, and here's how you can support it too. And by the way, here's Rick Fox. He just had his anniversary at work, or it's his birthday, and here's him with a cake, and we're celebrating that. And
here's our 9th annual chili cook-off or whatever it might be. Yeah.
There's so many cool things that people do. And I love to see that stuff, and because it just makes you more real. People do business with people, you know, not businesses. Follow your hairdresser somewhere. If they go somewhere else, it's not, it's like, you know, that's not a commodity when you find somebody who really you feel is giving you something of value. So we want to see that people are constantly, you know, doing those touch points.
Yeah.
Agencies that do that, their retention goes way up. They get more referrals from those customers. You know, we see agencies that institute newsletters and do that on a regular basis. You know, they go from 1 in 750 customers giving them a referral every month to 1 in every 250. And we've seen some that get it down to less than 1 in 100. Getting a referral from 1 in every 100 customers every month. And that referral business just keeps building and building and building. But that's because you're being trying to be an active top of mind part of their lives.
My belief on that is if you're talking about like you said, referrals, loyalty, trust, it is like, look at it from a captive perspective. If I'm a captive agent, I am getting hand fed marketing materials that I can use, or just from the carrier level, just say a State Farm or an Allstate, my customer is getting information pumped into them. So if I'm an Allstate customer, I am being connected with. I'm being connected at the carrier level because it's a captive, and most consumers don't know the difference between Allstate and Safeco or Fox Insurance or, you know, Bill Jones, whatever it is. But there is, you're fighting a battle that you must at least get involved in on a marketing side, or you're fulfilling the prophecy, which is once I gave them the money, I never heard from them. So if you've got to get doing that digitally, you can talk one to many digitally. You can have things working in the background by using technology, get doing it. So you mentioned something, Dale, that I want you to circle back around to, and the importance that you found in your conversations and the stuff that your team is doing. You mentioned self-service and self-service portals. Let's talk about why. Like, if you're sitting here listening, you work in an agency, and there is no version of self-service going on where a customer can go to your website or go to a portal and get something they need or get information or give information, why is that? What are you hearing? What do you think? Why is that so important in today's world?
Because that's the consumer expectation for any business.
There it is.
They expect that, you know, I can go online and I can get my need met, or I can, you know, call and the phone will be answered. So, you know, do you have that self-service portal? Do you have after hours call service? You know,
right.
Somebody who's managing policies for you when you're not in the office. If you limit me to 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, but during noon to 1 because we're at lunch, and then Friday afternoon 2 probably going to be gone, you know, out doing something else. Right. You know, that's, you know, I'm at work. I can't get a hold of you then, and I'm not about to do the, you know, have an insurance call with my agent in the middle of, you know, the office, because everybody's going to do that, you know, that sort of prairie dog sort of thing, pop up out of their cubicles, what's going on, right?
Right.
So I don't want that to happen, but I do want to know that I can get a hold of you. I went back and looked from the Accelerate conference. I sat in the session and Christine Morgan?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And she had a really great session talking about, okay, you've got this self-service portal, but you got to let people know it's there.
Right.
It's like with anything else that you're doing at your agency, it's great to put it out there and, you know, and hope people find it, but they won't unless you tell them about it. And so, you know, she really sort of hit on that idea of build it into the welcome process and the sales process, put it in, you know, all of your communications out to the agent, to your customers. Anytime you're talking to your customers, you know, hey, have you checked it out? Even if people don't need it, you know, we see from our own research that your retention improves.
Yeah. Because they know it's there, right? And they know that if they had to use it, they could. And to your point, not everybody's going to ever, but if it's there, it's a win. And retention is the name of the game. And I think that if people are starting to, I mean, like I said, from the conference, from the vibe I'm getting in the industry, every conversation I'm having, people are starting to really sink their teeth into leveraging this technology and different kinds of technology to really up their game. So speaking of upping your game, I am the biggest fan of this, of you and your team and the research that you do, because it is from, you know, it is from the trenches. It is research from the industry. And I know that recently you have put new research together, and what I want you to do is give me four, whatever that magic number that you think is, like, I want 3 or 4 wow pieces of data. Like, people are like, are you serious? There's no way that's real. Yeah, I know it's real. You know how I know it's real? Because Safeco vetted it, and you guys do such a good job of that I know this is real. So just hit me with some data knowledge right here from your most recent research.
Okay. Yeah, the research is from another group in the company, the Agent for the Future stuff in particular. We just love talking about it because it underlines everything that we do. So I want to give them credit where it's due. But I would say that, a couple things is that, you know, if you think about millennials, you know, they really want the most comprehensive coverage, not the cheapest. If they want a good price, but it's 52%, say that. Let's see what else. 80% want their agent to help them understand insurance.
Huh. Is that so the specific to millennials, or is that
specific to millennials?
80%, 4 out of 5 want to understand insurance more than you're fully covered and here's the price.
Yeah. What's my coverage? How does it work? What happens if I have a claim? What's unique about this? And by the way, can I manage it online?
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. All right. Give me one more.
When millennials are searching for agents, how they choose an agent over another, 43% say they use online reviews.
Wow. So you out there in Podcastville that are listening, how currently do you sit in reviews online? One, do you have any? Two, are they good? Number three, get to work, right? I mean,
and I would say number four, are you actively managing them? What we like to see is, and actually consumers like to see this, is that did the business respond in a helpful way to a negative review? And actually negative reviews, I love negative reviews.
Of course.
Because it gives you an opportunity to show that you're a business that cares. If it's your mistake, own up to it. If it's not your mistake, all you have to do is say, hey, I'm sorry this happened. You know, let me see if I can, you know, help you with that. Here's how to get a hold of me and get them off of that instead of having a back and forth in that review space.
I love it.
We worked with a company that looked at 20 million reviews and they said, okay, I wonder what happens if somebody gets a negative review and the brand responds. What's the impact from a consumer standpoint? And actually people who read that negative review and the helpful response had higher buyer intent than ones who just read 5-star reviews.
Yeah, it's that thing like when you say we have a 100% satisfaction rate, it's like, gosh, like 97 is better. Like you want to know that it's real, right? I mean, you know, that's a great fourth point there. Okay, so there's some good stats that you've just given us. I think people are very interested to learn what's going on in the industry with this kind of this level of in-depth research. So how, I think this research is available to the public. Is that right, Dale?
That is correct. Yeah.
How do people that are listening in, how do they go get their hands on some of this really good research?
It's agentforthefuture.com. There's lots of research there. Another thing that's really beneficial is lots of examples from agents.
Great.
Who are successful at embracing change and embracing that, the future. So it's not just us telling you should be doing this. It's your peers saying, hey, I you should do this because I'm doing it and I'm successful at it. And you can be too.
So let me put a bow on this. It feels to me like what we talked about was this sort of what the future of the agent looks like, or the agency, the evolution. We've talked a lot about digital. We've talked about millennials and what they're used to. We've talked about self-service and why that is now just an expectation. But all of that to me ties back around to the greater kind of the thing that will never change, that is never going away. You just have to manage it in a different way. And that is that it's still a relationship business, and that relationship still matters. Just talk to me about that, what you're finding, what you think, what you're telling your agents, why that, how they can manage all of this new stuff and all the new ways things are happening, but still live in that world of this being a relationship business.
Oh, totally. Yeah. People who want to do business with an independent agent really value that relationship.
Right.
They want to know that you're going to be there when they need you. They want to know that you're going to be able to give them advice. You want to stay top of mind with them, though, so that they're not, you know, taken away by all those ads on TV that are, you know, they're worthless. Okay. It's not going to give them the value they need. You're the only one who can do that. So, you know, think about marketing automation. Lots of services out there that do that. You could probably name a few.
Was that a shameless like opportunity for me to mention Agency Revolution, where I used to be the president? Is that what you were doing right there for me, Dale?
It may have been. There's marketing automation, you know, do the newsletters, do the, you know, whether they're email or digital or both, or print or both, and talk more about your people and what you're doing in the community, not about here's the latest insurance tips for the summer. People don't read that stuff. And include your referral program in those things, because that's going to, again, remind those customers that, you know, they should be referring other people to you.
And let me give you the, let me just get this part out there. If I'm an agent, I'm an agency owner, I'm someone in, involved in the decision making at an agency, and I love everything that this is me. I'm saying I love everything you're about, Dale, and what you guys do over there, and you, and it's really impressive. But if I'm an agency owner, and I'm either a Safeco appointed agency now, or I'm interested in Safeco, how does someone get involved with any of your programs, your company? Like, what is the best route? Because we talked about so many things, and a lot of times, you know, the emoji where the brain is blowing out of the head, that's how people can take some of this stuff, and they like, there's ways to either baby step into it, to find places like agentforthefuture.com where you can gather your own information. But sometimes you want to be part of a program where they're really guiding that, and that's what your programs do. So if somebody's listening in, they're not part of one of your right now marketing programs, what's the best way to kind of get involved?
You know, visit either the Liberty Mutual Business Lines portal or the Safeco Now portal. All of our information is on there. You can reach out to me directly or my team, agentprograms@safeco.com or agentprograms@libertymutual.com. And, you know, we can help you out. And, you know, everybody's journey is a little bit different.
Right.
But we have a lot of different things that can help you get there.
Well, and you've got, I mean, you're helping agencies that are just trying to figure out this marketing thing all the way to agencies that know exactly what they're doing and just want someone to go, yep. Okay, Dale, I want to ask you one final question. The question that I ask every one of our guests, we're going to record this next little piece right here, snapshot, put it in a time capsule and bury it. Someone's going to pick it up, uncover it tomorrow, a month, 3 years from now. What is Dale Steinke's one big piece of advice for the insurance industry?
Great question. I would say that one thing that I want people in the independent agency channel to think about is embracing change. Have that growth mindset. You know, try things, fail, learn from what you fail at, get better. Just keep trying new ways of doing things. The way that we've done things in the past may not be the way that's going to be successful in the future.
Great. That's great. So I think, like, if you're out there and you're nodding your head to, which I get, I guarantee you are, to 98% of the stuff coming out of Dale's mouth, which is directly related to agency success, I would definitely reach out. The other thing I would do is I would follow Dale on LinkedIn. Dale will either post or reshare or like things. I get some of my best information when I'm sort of surfing LinkedIn by following Dale. It's Dale Steinke. That's how you pronounce it. Stein and then key without the Y. So Steinke. Dale, I am, like, you know, we're friends. I'm a fan. I think your passion and commitment to the success of your agencies is, it's to be commended. Thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Likewise. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah. And we'll catch back up with Dale, hopefully again, not too far off, because he's always got great information. I love the research. For those of you out there listening, if you're not subscribed yet, please go subscribe. Great news. We just started this podcast recently. We've already hit 5,000 downloads. This thing is blowing up. Great information on every episode, incredible guests. I try as hard as I can not to shove my foot in my mouth while I'm interviewing these very, very smart people, but subscribe, download. If you like this, go listen to some other episodes, share it on social. See you next week, everybody. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertafore.